Dawson Bell is with the Detroit Free Press Lansing Bureau, and Dawson and I are going to battle it out about light bulbs today. Dawson, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, Tony.
I never thought about light bulbs much. I just knew when I went to the store I didn't like those incandescent ones because they weren't as bright and they were a lot costlier. But this issue has really come to the forefront, not only nationally, but here in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, it's something that people can readily understand. I mean, they've been living with a familiar kind of light bulb most of their lives, and all of a sudden the shelves started to empty out and refill with those funny-looking ones. And you know, a lot of people are worked up over it.
Well, there is a new law that is going to be implemented on January 1, 2012. It is going to force us to use incandescent bulbs, and those other bulbs are going to go away. Give us the details.
No, the incandescent ones are the ones that are going away.
Oh, excuse me, yes.
To be fair to the people who put this all together, the pointy heads in Washington, it's not truly a ban on incandescent bulbs. There's nothing in the act that precludes a manufacturer from making an incandescent bulb. It just has to be more energy efficient, and the incandescents are harder to make energy efficient. There are some now that will meet the new standards, so they won't go away completely, but they're going to be mostly replaced with either these compact fluorescents, which are the curlicue bulbs, or LED lights. I guess that's a battle that'll be fought out in the marketplace. But both the compact fluorescents and the LEDs right now are quite a bit more expensive than incandescents.
Representative Tom McMillan from Auburn Hills is trying to get a new bill pushed through that may give us a little grace on that.
Well, it would allow us to use any bulbs we chose, as long as they were manufactured in Michigan. The shortcoming of that approach, of course, is that nobody makes light bulbs in Michigan. In fact, hardly anybody makes light bulbs in the U.S. They're almost all made overseas.
Well,
so I'm not sure we get an out from Tom McMillan, but it's an idea, and actually Texas has already done it. They passed the law, and it's been signed by the governor.
The incandescent bulbs, according to your story, are about a buck a piece, and the compact fluorescent bulbs can run $2.50 to $4 each. However, they last a lot longer.
That's right. They're at least advertised to last a lot longer. I got lots of calls from people who complain that the packaging is deceptive, and that if you use them in cold temperatures or turn them off and on a lot, that they don't last nearly as long as they're supposed to.
What I don't understand is, if they're so much better, how come they're not as bright, or they don't they don't appear as bright? You know, my father-in-law was getting on me about that.
I'm sure there are complex technical explanations for that, but most people don't understand that. The technical explanations, they just know that they like the way an incandescent bulb shines better than they get from the fluorescents. You know, the LEDs can be quite bright, but they're vastly more expensive, and they aren't commonly available in the kind that you would use in a table lamp.
All right, go ahead, Dawson. I'm sorry.
Well, it's just another one of those occasions where people get hugely worked up on both sides of the issue, and ultimately it's really sort of hard to understand either why people care about it as much as they do, or why the government cared enough to actually intervene. The light bulb is not the source of the largest amount of energy waste in our society by most accounts, and just seems that, you know, in my view anyway, it just seemed like something that the government really had better things to think about.
All right, Dawson, before we let you go, the state representatives and the state senators, what are they going to be working on next? What's going to be the next hot topic over the next week or so?
I think vacation plans are probably the hottest topic. They're not, neither the House nor the Senate is around right now and won't be. Maybe there might be one session day scheduled, but the short answer is there really isn't anything on the front burner right now. There are lots of issues that are being sort of mulled over right now, you know, principally things like that Detroit Bridge. And, you know, they've got a lot of preparation to do in order to tackle some things in the fall, but it's going to be a slow period now.
All right, Dawson Bell with the Detroit Free Press, the Lansing Bureau. Dawson, enjoy your weekend.
You too, Tony. Thank you.